We'd have one chef, and the second series we did, we had 8 different restaurants, which was a great...
Beverly Hills.
14 of the 20 major acting nominees will be there, including Jeff Bridges, George Clooney, Sandra Bullock, and Meryl Streep. All the directors up for awards will also attend, including Kathryn Bigelow, who directed The Hurt Locker.
I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die comfortable.
And James Cameron, who brought us Avatar.
We will send them a message.
That this is our land!
Academy Awards for Outstanding Film Achievements of 2009 will be presented on Sunday, March 7th at the Kodak Theater in Hollywood. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
A Texas-sized crowd watches the NBA All-Star Game. A record 108,000-plus people crowd into Dallas Cowboys Stadium and see a game that came down to the wire.
Here's the three for the win. That's with the rebound. It's over.
The East held on TNT to beat the West 141-139. Dwayne Wade was the MVP with 28 points.
It's an honor. It's an honor to stand up here to represent the game of basketball.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning to our state, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl Lindabot. We're on KCNR 1460, and welcome to Monday, the 15th of February. We're, you know, over halfway through. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about that. It was a great, great day. I'm joined today by Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl.
I am not joined by my sweetie. Linda's down with a migraine.
Under the weather.
Well, you know, it's not just that. It's that when you get a migraine, and, you know, knock on wood, I have never had that opportunity. I mean, it does things to you. So, but we miss you, honey. Well, I take it all back. Good morning.
You can't get rid of me like that.
Uh-oh.
Okay, she rolled in.
Good morning.
Oh, there's ice
okay,
packs
what am
over
I
there.
On here? I'm
yeah.
on...
You're on
four. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, she just literally walked in. So, you know what? You look better with that ice pack all over your head and a dog around your neck.
Hey, this looks really good. We have a checkered board in the studio. Well, how about a recap of the weekend?
Well, I'm just getting ready to start into that. You know, what she's talking about is because of the sound qualities in the studio, you know, we have two large glassed areas there, as you can see in the other studios. And you can see into here. And then just the way the studios are set up, this weekend we brought in a lot of wall sound equipment or dampening.
Foam.
It's foam. It's foam. And we stick it up on the walls, and it really helps with all the noise distortion.
The feedback from the vocals.
And
Bob, thank you so much.
Bob Bob is wanting accolades for this. It'd been better, Bob, if you bought it instead, you know. But then you could have had lots of accolades, but Alan, his son, came in and did a great job. Okay, this weekend. Let's talk about the Olympics. And then we can get into our more local stuff. But, you know, they had a young man, 20 years old, killed on the Olympic luge track. Now, I mean, I don't know the young man. I know, you know, like I said, he was 20, came from an Eastern European nation. One of the things he said when he called home was that he was scared of this track. That's a bad sign. You know, if you're racing and you're scared of the track you're on. And that track was having people reach the speed of over 90 miles an hour. If you've never seen luge, you sit down on this flimsy sled, and you lay flat on it. Your feet are pointed downhill, and the only way you see is you kind of raise your head up a little bit, and you're looking down over your body and your feet. And you go over these tremendous turns and twist, and you reach the speed of 90-plus miles an hour. Now, this track is one of the fastest, if not fastest ones in the world. Well, the young man was going down. He got into the 16th, the last curve. He lost control, came up off the track, and slammed into a pole, or a light pole, or a camera pole. and it killed him. Now, besides the fact that the TV showed it several times graphically slow, then they started taking a look at the track. Yeah, of course, the Olympic officials have said, you know, this was an operator error, and he lost control when he slammed into it. But since then, they have changed the curvature of that one spot. They have built a wall up, so if you do lose it right there, the wall will keep you in. And then they padded the pole. Now, other comments from other racers was they've slowed it down because they took the starting line for men and dropped it down to where the women start and women down even further to slow it down the track. And, of course, almost all the competitors are saying, hey, look, this is a world elite course here, and you have to be able to, push. This is what they've been looking for. This is what they've been training for years. As it turns out, though, the leader, the last time I saw, was pushing 92 miles an hour down this track. Anyway, two things were noticeable. However, is that the Olympic Committee says, oh no, it wasn't the track's fault. The team's coach said, well, it was the track's fault. They changed the track. They've slowed it down. So, you know, you've got to kind of draw your own conclusions there. But it was tragic. In any way you look at it, it was the day of the opening ceremonies for the Olympics.
Well, we emceed the Red Cross crab feed and did the, auction. After that was over, we were, I guess, really, pumped up. That could be a word for it. So we ended up staying up till 12:30 watching the Olympics, and which is, when we get up early like this, we usually don't pull 12:30 nights. But it was really wonderful in the ice skating with Apollo. I was so excited.
On the speed on that little
yes.
short track course.
And of course, last night we were out in Anselmo's for the February 14th, so we missed the figure skating. But I'm looking forward to more of the Winter Olympics. It's getting exciting.
I guess we should get one of those recording devices. That's what some people use. Hey, we've got to take a break here. It's Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. When we come back, we're going to talk a bit more about some of the things that are happening around town. Our guest today is Ron Largent, running for county assessor. Your chance to ask him questions, ask him how he will change things as assessor. Join us after these messages.
What are you going to do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden, brown, southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big, family-style bowl of tossed green salad with the homemade dressing of your choice. In the mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for nearly 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. And for a great gift idea this holiday season for a loved one, a friend, or a coworker, you can do Jack's for them too with a gift certificate to create their own dining memory. Open Monday through Saturday, close Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's. 1743 California Street, downtown Reading.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. You know I love that song. It's Carl and the Bot, Monday, February 15th, and the weekend. Okay, one last little thing. You know, we watched the short tracks skating, and we had two Americans in it,
Apollo and JR,
who's like 19 years old, and in September suffered a skating accident because these skates they use are just sharp as knives. Got his leg cut so bad, took 60 stitches, but it's like an inch from his femoral artery where he could have bled out. Anyway, they're into this race, and they've got here. They're coming to the last turn here, and it's a short track. And the three South Koreans had pulled in front of them, so it looked like it was going to be a 1-2-3 South Korean finish. When one of the South Koreans tries to pass the other one, I mean, you've got like 20, maybe 50 feet. Well, when the South Korean tried to pass, he slipped, took down the other South Korean. So our guys rolled right in behind for a silver bronze. What I'm getting at is that this is so competitive out there. I mean, even if you're on the teams, I mean, they are pushing hard. And we finally, the Americans finally got their first medal ever in the Nordic skiing, which is a combined cross-country and ski jumping, a guy named John Spillane.
How about the moguls? These girls rocked on the moguls. All I could think about was one had five knee surgeries and broken something. And she's out there. They went from 17 to 35 with her ages.
Yeah. She was 35 and had six knee surgeries, three on each side.
And this is hardcore mogul with two flips in the middle of it.
Yeah, well,
unbelievable.
You know, when talking about it, there was a good article too. I mean, you think about pushing the envelope here. The Winter Olympics, unlike the Summer Olympics, pushes the envelope, and they do things. You've got people coming down these on the downhill runs at 90 miles an hour. You have the luges running at 90 miles an hour. Now, picture this. You're on skis, and you're coming down on skis at 90 miles an hour with turns. I mean, this isn't the slalom. This is the downhill where it's not real tight turns, but it still turns at 90 miles an hour, and you're getting air. Because you're going so fast, you know, you're coming off these. And they make them in such a way that there's ice out there. They don't want snow. They want ice when they're running. The half pipe, where they do the snowboarding, they're doing all these twists and turns. They increase the sides of the walls by 2 feet so they could get more air, so they could go faster and go up higher. And it just showed different crashes people were having.
Well, anyway, check out the Olympics if you get a chance to TiVo it or whatever. And today, the weather is going to be incredible. It's going to be mostly sunny. High today of 58, and tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low of 49. But this is a day for many of you who aren't working. Perfect time for you to go for a walk. Great time to embrace the beginning of the season of, well, spring is coming.
I understand, and this is going to be a good week. We're not supposed to have rain again until around Saturday.
See the little buds coming up out on the tree. Hey, you know what I want to do? I want to talk about the fact that we got two new phones. We did it. And we have been holding off because we wanted to shop local on phones, which is very difficult to do. And we want to share our experience with you at the Melbiz store on Hilltop, where not only do they walk you through phones and how to buy them, and these are local people, they have a ink fill area there where you can
take... An ink filler.
Unbelievable. Okay, so to replace your ink, for instance, here at the office, there were four ink cartridges that we had to fill. It came to, I think $22, and then I had two from my Epson printer at home. It was $18. Do you know how much it costs to buy ink?
More than that.
Twice the price.
But the bottom line is that we were doing business local. We got good deals, and we have... And we know the people, and we go back to them. We say, if they have a problem, just bring them back. Of course, now what we have to do is get somebody about the age of 18 to show us how to use the phones.
And as a bonus, you're keeping those cartridges out of the waste stream.
Yes, exactly.
We're being ecologically
correct.
Correct.
One of the things that I learned is that if you take nothing away from the information you're hearing this morning, if you run your printer and the ink cartridge dry, it will lessen the life of your printer. It's like letting the oil go down in your car. Okay? And if you replace your printer with refilling it, you'll get more ink the second time around. I don't know why that is, but so any way you look at it, that's the way to go. And the folks up on Hilltop there, Hilltop close to Cypress, it's Melbiz. You'll see a battery store, and then they partner with Melbiz. So we really want to thank our friends there who, we're Verizon now, so I've got to start spreading around all my friends who knew me as 916 that I have a new 530.
Well, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk about a couple of things. One is the impending sale of... the Strutt property to Randy Rancheria, and what's that mean? And the other thing, too, is the number of collectives. We've had, the Record Searchlight, and there's kudos to the Record Searchlight. We do that occasionally. They had a pretty good article on the Sunday papers about marijuana and the continuing battles we're having and where this is going. Now, we have some questions for our friends out there and our listeners. Is 40 collectives, 40 places selling marijuana too much in Redding? As when you consider that the city of Oakland only has four, places that they can buy marijuana within city limits, and we've got close to 40. I don't even think they even know how many. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
With the cold winds of winter blowing, it's hard to believe that spring is just around the corner. Is your home and office warm? Will they be cool this summer? If not, give us a call at Timberline Heating and Air. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with tax credits and local utility rebates, at Timberline, we offer total savings up to $3,700. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on the new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system system or a system checkup and repair, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Stay warm this winter and cool next summer with a Carrier unit when you turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air. 221-2222.
How much would you pay for a juicy, tender New York or ribeye steak dinner? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, only $8. Dry Creek Station is committed to holding their low prices through 2010. Many great $8 dinners to choose from Sunday through Thursday nights. And on Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a 16-ounce New York ribeye or porterhouse steak dinner for only $14. Best prices in town at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, across from the fire station.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Okay. Carl and Abad, get this party started. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Come on, let's get stirring out there. Marijuana.
Or what happened to you over the weekend? Let's hear about your long weekend.
Marijuana in our town. We got trouble in River City with crap capital T. And T means T. And R means something else. Anyway, do we have trouble right here in River City? Is marijuana getting, are we getting inundated with marijuana? How come the city of Oakland's only got four places you can buy marijuana in the city limits? We've got 20. I think that they put the new, when they put the new restrictions on it, like 20 places have put in for licenses. And one of our original marijuana collectives, the ones from Trusted Friends, that boasts 3,000 members and has two locations. And I quote, "I might be crying sour grapes, but that doesn't help my business. This town should not have more than seven collectives or places to buy marijuana." Well, here's the problem. And this is what Patrick Jones is standing there every time he votes no, is that it's against the federal law. And this came up the other day because somebody in a town hall meeting, one of our city council meetings, said, "Here I am. I'm a veteran. I've been injured while on active duty. I have had to take these five different types of meds that just put me on my back. And I've started using marijuana. And that takes the place of most of these meds. I can't buy a weapon. Why is that? That's not fair. Here I am. If anybody needs to be able to protect themselves, I should be able to." And when you get into that, when you get into the face of it, yeah, he's right. Why can't he? Marijuana is legal here. Medical marijuana is legal in California. You can buy it anywhere. In fact, it's less restrictions. It is a lot less restrictions to buy marijuana than it is to buy a weapon. And starting next year, it'll even be more restrictions to buy ammunition than it is to buy marijuana. Well, it all cleans down to one thing. The federal law says marijuana is illegal. That's the bottom line. That's as simple as it is. That form that you fill out is not a state form you fill out. It's not a Jones Fort. It's not a Nice Shot. It's not the Great Outdoors. It's none of those. That's not just one of their personal forms they fill out. This is a Fed form. Fed form says, "Are you a user of marijuana?" And it lists a number of other substances. And if you say yes to this, that's an automatic no. You don't get the weapon. Now, is that fair? No. The only way you're going to change it is change federal laws. You're not going to change You know, you can, no matter what the state says. And when it gets right down to it, if Holder, who has got, you know, who changes his mind, you know, just watch how he does with the terrorists that are going to New York. Okay, maybe not to New York. How about Illinois? How about back down to Guantanamo Bay? You know, Holder. He's going to go down in history also as one of our most memorable attorney generals, right along with Janet Reno. And he could say, oh, we're going to start hitting those medical marijuana places tomorrow. Then what happens? Do you think all the communes will stay open? What about the people that are renting to them? Can they be held responsible? Well, bottom line is this. There's a breakdown, a clear breakdown in the medical marijuana versus, you know, marijuana controversy. Do some people need medical marijuana? Maybe a number of people, yes. I mean, I know people. I have friends that use it. And it works for them. They'd rather use that than heavy drugs. They've used them after operations. They use it to sleep at night.
Yeah, the people that we know are using medical marijuana as medicine. Sleep, relaxation, to take the place of pain pills. And we've got about 30 seconds left here. We're taking your calls this morning, 605-4567. I don't know, what do you think about the current status here on the North State with medicinal marijuana and what's happening?
Give us a call, 605-4567. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. Well, the markets are closed today for President's Day. Is Toyota on the road to fixing all its gas pedal and brake problems? Well, we're going to get an update on Wednesday when Toyota's president holds a news conference in Tokyo. H&M, the Swedish-owned clothing chain, says its sales were up by 1% in January. Some tech news for you. Microsoft is hoping to take a bite out of Apple's iPhone market, unveiling new phone software that'll work like its media player. Meanwhile, Nokia and Intel are linking up for new software called MeeGo that will combine smartphone, tablet computers, and other web gear. And if you're a parent or a grandparent, you've probably spent money at Toys R Us and maybe wished you owned a piece of the company. Well, now you can once again. Toys R Us reportedly looking at going public with a stock offering, possibly this summer, according to the New York Post. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, asking questions for which there are no answers.
Yeah, thanks. Look, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships have the name brand tires recommended for your vehicle, Michelin, Goodyear, Continental, with a low price guarantee. So why go anywhere else? Why?
We don't know, Mike.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. Why go anywhere else for tires?
Again, Mike, we don't know.
See a participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Visit genuineservice.com or call 1-877-310-3673 for details through 12/31/10. Competitors ad required.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, Friday we had a town hall meeting. D.A. Jerry Benito was there. We had a full house. People were in there. They were packed in there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Tobacco and Brew is a community supporter. Joe and Shelley support this community. Not only do they have the finest walk-in humidor in the North State, and a great place to get coffee at Espresso Joe's. They have this other, they've built this area specifically so people can come in there, drink their coffee, have access to computers and their Wi-Fi, have meetings there. I've had several business meetings there. And then on Fridays we have our town hall meeting where it goes out over the internet and people get to meet the candidate. This Friday will be Pete Stiglitz. Pete's running for United States Congress. He's a Republican and he's going against Herger, so that's not going to be easy, but you need to be able, we're going to have him on Friday morning and then we're going to talk to him that day at noontime. It'll be a good way to meet the candidate Stiglitz. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
What do you think about this marijuana?
Oh, I've had it with that. The city's nothing but weak on this issue. It's costing the city, the police department, time and money. The people of California were completely fooled by that initiative, medical marijuana. Most of these marijuana users are young men, young, healthy men. This is ridiculous. I know this state is ridiculous, but this is even more ridiculous. And, again, the city's weak. Some of those city council people need to stand up and do the right thing.
So you think that medical marijuana is being misused and that a large percentage of the users are like 26 and under, which is some of the statistics I saw. However, there are people out there that do use medicinal marijuana in a correct sense. What about that group?
They don't need 40 co-ops.
No, they don't. What about the doctor that writes it for him? Why doesn't the doctor just provide it for him? That way you can get rid of all that.
Well, the doctor that's writing most of these prescriptions is out of town. Flies in here one afternoon a week with an office and a couple of chairs, makes $125 for 15 minutes worth of work.
I hear she makes something like $8,000 a week doing that.
Yeah, I mean, there's an abuse.
Yeah.
Again, our city, it's up to them. It's up to the city council. Stand up, have some courage. They could deny that doctor a physician's license, a business license in this town.
I know one of the questions that was asked to, I think it was Missy MacArthur during one of our town halls was, why doesn't the town, if we're going to have this, why doesn't the town or the county issue the recommendations and charge for it and then just kind of corner the market on marijuana?
I can't agree with you on this one.
No. Well, I mean, I didn't ask that, but okay. It's kind of like, okay, so the city of Redding is going to be known as the first city in California that not only issues the marijuana recommendations, but sells it. And then if we can get the sheriff into it for him to confiscate it, we can just have our own little cottage industry here that's worth like 12 or 15, million dollars a month.
We're already the pot capital of the U.S.
Yeah.
Let's get more advertisement. Maybe we'll have more people coming up trying to make some money.
Well, it says that medical pot generates $200 million in annual sales in California. With roughly $18 million in sales tax receipts. So, and they are taxing that, by the way. They're taxing it at, 8.6.
Well, I'm almost 60. Marijuana's been around since before I was born. Hey, we got alcohol, which is highly regulated. You can't fudge the books an ounce on selling alcohol. Or tobacco, highly taxed. But allowing co-op owners who just a week ago were working construction, who don't have any degrees or license, they're non-profits. They're not monitored. That is the wrong way to do this. What do you expect from Jerry Brown in the state of California?
Well, they are trying to make some restrictions on it, Jim, but you're absolutely right. Is a person selling tobacco, not alcohol, but tobacco, has like four or five different licenses he has to pay for. I mean, thousands of dollars a year for these licenses. They come in, they check all the time. They're always being checked to see if they're, with sting operations to see if you're selling, cigarettes to young people or beer to young people. Do they have sting operations going in the on the marijuana collectives?
Don't listen to the propaganda of the marijuana co-op owners that, you don't want big business in it. It'll be all screwed up. Take it away from the grassroots people. That's nonsense.
Hey, if you want to have a business, a small business, and you believe in capitalism, which obviously they do, hey, then you fall under the rules that the rest of us fall under, there, partner. is the way I look at it. If we're going to have it, then they follow the same rules anybody else does.
Well, I don't like the current system. I think it's for abuse and fraud. And, you know, yesterday's drug dealer is today's legal seller of a pharmaceutical. and there's no monitoring. Got to change.
Okay, Jim, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Well, you know, it's true. I mean, you know, it's the thing is, you know, I'm kind of ambivalent about medical marijuana, but the thing about it is that if you're going to have it, let's make sure it's, you know, that it's, at least it's regulated so we know what's going on. And if it is being taxed, we get the tax dollars we should get. And this is even better. I've heard, this is what you've got to love. You know, you hear about people saying, you know, I wouldn't go to that place over there. You know, it's not as good. You know, like the food's not as good. The wine's not as good. Whatever. You know, so but you start talking to the collectives. Well, you don't want to go over there because he has some really low grade stuff that he's selling as high grade. And I'm sitting there thinking, what do we need do we need something that goes around and test it and says, okay, you know, this I'm sorry, you're selling this at a price that is so much more than it's worth. Well, you know. It's just California, you know, you got to love it here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 605-4567. Give us a call.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers. Listen Saturdays as I host Senior Solutions. I will focus on informing our aging seniors and their families of resources in Shasta County. Guests will join me in discussing home care, estate planning, health care issues, veterans benefits, financial concerns, and area agencies and resources. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Spectrum Prosthetics, Sierra Oaks and Oakdale Heights of Reading, Nancy Goddess Elder Law Attorney, Shasta County Adult Protective Services, and Owens Healthcare and Pharmacy. That's Senior Solutions Saturdays at 1, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mark Pierce. Every day, whether we like it or not, accidents, injuries, and illnesses occur, and that is why Hilltop Medical Clinic is here. At the Hilltop Medical Clinics, we treat all sorts of illnesses and ailments. Whether you need a wrap or a stitch, a prescription or a patch, a cast or a crutch, the Hilltop Medical Clinics are open for you. We have two convenient locations on Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Shopping Center, north of the Mount Shasta Mall, or our new Westside Clinic at 2123 Eureka Way, next to the VCA Animal Hospital. The next time you find yourself under the weather or limping along, please come see us. No appointments are necessary at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, and we'll have you in and out as quickly and conveniently as possible. From everyone here at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, thank you for trusting us and remembering we are here if you need us.
Fairy residents, this is Tooth speaking. I'm sorry, did you say credit? Credit Fairy? Perhaps you have the wrong number. Actually, no, I'm not familiar with the Credit Fairy, and I know all the fairies. We're a tight-knit bunch. Why don't you tell me more about what the Credit Fairy does? Maybe it'll ring a bell. The Credit Fairy magically raises your credit score so you'll be more likely to receive better interest rates? I'm pretty sure there's not a Credit Fairy. But I do know you can improve your credit rating by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Glad I could help. Me? Well, I leave money under children's pillows. Adults? No, kids only. But I do know a good dentist.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. It's Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Ooh, hey, Carl is dancing over. Woo. 7:42 in the morning. If you're just waking up, it's 47 degrees. Beautiful day today. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We had the best time last night there. Actually, one of their lambs had babies. So we got to just see, I think, less than 24-year-old. And it went, there were twins.
24 hours.
What did I say?
24 years.
That'd be an old
cheese. That's
mutton.
It's mutton.
No, these were three baby lambs, 24 hours old. And one, how cute, just had a little black hoof.
Yep, he had white with a black. It looked like somebody had dipped it into a little ink.
It was adorable.
They called it Inky.
Yeah. So yeah, we had a good time. It was great. It was we had 100 of our best friends.
Yeah. Anyway, they're probably no longer our best friends. The you know, something also happened Saturday night, and I want to talk about the Red Cross crab feed. It was there. You know, the Red Cross chapter here supports, you know, Shasta, Tehama, Lassen, Modoc counties,
Trinity
counties. They had an all-you-can-eat crab feed. I think Buzz from Buzz Crab donated the crab.
Thank you.
Had just a lot of people there. We had a live auction, and then they had a table raffles where you could buy, you know, you could put in tickets to get prizes off, different types of prizes.
It's also for Haitian relief.
And it was not only for our people, but yes, to help out with the Haitian relief efforts. And I want to bring this up because people are, you know, here we are in the middle of a tough time here in our city. And in our area, our North State, and people came out and they still gave. They gave to the Red Cross. They gave to be able to help.
They bought pies.
And they, you know what, probably the biggest mistake of the whole night was having Linda and I as auctioneers, especially me. Because I've never auctioned anything off in my life. And so when it gets started, I'm rolling. Unfortunately, sometimes I forget what number I'm on. And I'll be doing 230, 230, 230, give me 250. And then, you know, people point that out to me from the audience. I know, okay, we'll go back. Anyway, but my favorite time of the night, we were auctioning off these pies. Each one of the pies had a chance to win a piece of jewelry. You know, you buy five, you know, people buy five pies and you get and then each number, each pie has a number, and then they pull that number out and that person gets the jewelry. This one young lady kept wanting to bid, but her husband kept stopping her. I mean, these pies were going to $100, $120, and all that.
For Marie Callender's pies.
Yeah, Marie Callender, and different pies, but they're going for this big necklace. The husband gets up and leaves the room. And this girl, she watches him walk out of the room, and that hand came up five times and bought a $150 pie. It was great, you know, and it was, but here's the best part of the story. She won.
She won the necklace. It was a fabulous amethyst necklace surrounded by diamonds. Anyway, that's the kind of fun. And, you know, all the money goes, of course.
Yes, but so thank...
support our chapters.
Thank Martha Grise and...
Ron Camp.
And Crystal. All the people that put that on out there and at Wind River. So, okay, let's go to the phones. John.
Good morning, Carl. Linda, how are you this morning?
We're wonderful. Thank you, John.
So are you for or against this marijuana?
Well, I've got some mixed feelings about it all. I have a couple. I've got three kind of arbitrary questions I want to bring up if I can get to them all. The first one I have is, regardless of age, a person who has a doctor's prescription can go to a pharmacy and get a prescription filled, as long as they can reach up over the counter. Can a person of any age with a marijuana recommendation go to a co-op and get it filled?
That's a good question. I think I would say that there. I thought at first that there was like age limits, but somebody's told me that 16-year-olds have been able to get it.
Well, it you know, like I said, if a 12-year-old has a prescription from a doctor, he can go to a pharmacy and get it filled.
Okay.
Legally.
Yeah. Or if you're down in Mexico in certain spots and you can reach up over the bar with a few pesos, you can get a shot at tequila.
I wonder if the rules apply for. Narcotics, just some kind of...
You're like oxycodone or something like that.
I'm sure.
Well, unfortunately, if they have a prescription, they can get it filled. That's the law.
Well, that is the law. You're right.
Now, that's one. And people, I'm sure, can call in and give us some answers on that, because I just don't know. Is there a content of THC measurement being done in any way? Do we know how much THC is in that bud that's being sold?
Well, you know, from what we saw, you know, we were handed a brochure that told the different types of weed that you could buy. and how this and what each one did. Now, did they each have a specific THC content? I did not see that in there. And see, this is part of that regulation they're talking about. You know, my question that goes along with the regulation is this. Is there something in their recommendation, and it's not a prescription, it's a recommendation,
right. That
says, use this for pain until the pain subsides? Some of the ones I've read have got no restrictions on it. In other words, smoke as much as you want.
For whatever you want. And see, a doctor can't do that. He can issue a prescription that says you get 20 milligram units of ampicillin for four times a day, but he has to specify to the pharmacist how much you're getting and what potency.
But it still doesn't mean you can't abuse it, though.
Okay. Oh, absolutely, you can abuse it. But I'm saying they can't sell it to you without those terms being specified and the product being provided in that format.
John, could you break down, not only for me, but for our listening audience, what THC stands for?
Tetrahydrozanol cannabinol, or cannabinol.
Hydrogenol.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that makes you feel
different.
Gets you high.
That's when it makes you feel different. You know, the thing, too, well, you know, there is not. In fact, there have been lawsuits, from what I understand, John, is that they've had, like, a pot field that somebody was growing, and the authority said, you don't need that much. You've got a medicinal marijuana,
right. You
know, shit, but you don't need that much. Well, it went to court and said, wait a minute, you can't say how much a person needs. You know, some people bathe in this. No, seriously, they bathe in it.
Carl, I'm just
I know, and so how can you say, so then you get, and then we have other people call in and say, yeah, you know, that's really cool, except we watch these three guys in the house next to us with, you know, like 160 plants and big dogs and lights everywhere that sit out there. They start at 8 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock at night, sitting out there smoking it. You know,
I have
a lot of pain going on there.
I have a very respectable friend. As a matter of fact, he's run for city council and done well in various phases of his life, and he says he's going to have his wife, who has a medical condition, get a couple of these recommendations and grow it and sell it to the co-ops. And he said he's already discussed it with them. They're willing to pay him for it.
I thought that, you know, when I talked to the co-ops, I said, well, where do you get your... Where do you get your marijuana? And it's just kind of this blank look on their face, and they look at me, and then obviously I had stupid written on my forehead because they said, oh, do people donate it to us?
Oh,
and
yeah,
I went, people donate it to you? And he goes, yeah. And I'm thinking, that's a lie. They don't donate it.
At the rate of $3,000 a pound.
Yeah, well,
listen,
anyway.
I got the last part of this, and you've just led right into it for me. I went to the showing of the Shasta Cascade Food Farm Coalition movie, Food,
yeah,
the other day at downtown at the Methodist Church. And one of the things in the film that was brought up was that Monsanto Chemical Company genetically modified soybeans, and they filed a patent on these genetically modified soybean seeds. And farmers can no longer save seed for replanting from the previous year. They have to, by law, buy those seeds from Monsanto.
Oh.
And Monsanto's modified seed has sued farmers who have saved seed for replanting.
Yeah.
And won. They've won over $500 million in lawsuits so far. They have shut down businesses that separated seed for farmers to replant.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't save, it wasn't specified as their seed. Now, if the pollen from their genetically engineered soybeans floats over into a field of non-Monsanto, they sued those farmers for infringement of the patent and won. Now, what I'm thinking is, are they not going to come up with a modified pot seed?
Let's hope so.
And yeah, but they're going to wind up being the controllers of every single bit of pot that's grown in the country.
And let's go back to not just that. How about let's just go back to big corporations owning everything and controlling everything?
Absolutely, Carl. That's the point here.
There's the huge thing that we've got to stand up to. That's the
That's the problem. And we got to take a break. We're like 6 minutes late now. Hey, John, thanks a lot for calling here.
Enjoyed the call. Bye.
You bet. Carl and the Bot here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Four Winds Jewelry has been owned and operated by Leonard Silverman since 1994. Leonard was always in search of exceptional quality diamonds and gemstones to use in his pieces. This search led him to travel worldwide from the outback of Australia for rough opal to the crowded cities of India for rubies and sapphires, establishing connections with dealers who could provide him with quality of stones he demanded. These worldwide connections allow him to offer his customers the best diamonds and gemstones at right from the source prices. Four Winds also carries a large selection of loose gemstones. If you have a special design in mind or just fall in love with a specific stone, Four Winds can work with you to create a custom piece. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Call 222-2750 for store hours. Leonard at Four Winds Jewelry is also available for personal appointments. Four Winds Jewelry.
Price is important. But even more important is being able to rely on a professional company that is timely, accurate, watches your budget, and is committed to the stability of our community. This is Jennifer Haynes from NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. NorCal Presort works with many local vendors to ensure your end result is perfect. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to be timely, accurate, save you money, and committed to our community. And you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Bust it.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, but our website is kcnr1460.com, and we stream over that. And you can hear us all over the world. You can't get away. You can hide, but you can't get away, especially if you got a good you know, Wi-Fi with you. I got just a few minutes. Our guest in the next hour will be Ron Largent, running for the county tax assessor. That's a big job. You know, my everybody likes to know what's going on with taxes and what's going on in the future with that. The a couple of things that, you know, as we round out this hour is our guests this week, we're going to have representatives from the electrical union. We'll be on tomorrow talking about what's going on with the cuts in the proposed cuts in pay and having to pay for their retirement. We're going to have on a couple gentlemen in from National University on Thursday. They'll be talking about the embezzlement, you know, the rash of embezzlement and embezzlement prevention. How do you do that? And then, of course, we're going to be talking to a gent named Daryl Lewis, who'll be talking about mortgages. In fact, it'll be two people coming in on talking mortgages Wednesday. There's, you know, the mortgages are out there. There is light at the end of the tunnel. It's not as bad as some people think, but it's tougher than it ever has. at least in the last 5 or 6 years. So we're going to be talking about that, something that's going to be, and it has an impact on everybody's lives. And then, of course, Friday we're going to be talking to Pete Stiglitz. Pete will be here from 8 to 9, and then again from 12 to 1 at Tobacco and Brew. We've got 2 minutes left, so that should be enough time to get into the issue of global warming. You know, the issue of global warming, every time we turn around, something else pops up. And it's like Phil Jones, who is the professor behind the Climate Gate Affair, has admitted some of his decades-old weather data was not well enough organized. Well, you know, well enough organized. That's why, he said, because it wasn't organized, he refused to share raw data with critics. Well, that has a real problem. You know, so the way that you, you know, the scientist refusing to share his data with critics, and this is the lead guy on this, you know, the global warming, which somehow has turned into something else. And by the way, Al Gore's movie, when it's played in England, has got a disclaimer next to it, says it's just, you know, it's a political rant, and they have to be giving both sides of it because there's so many errors. I think everybody knew that, though. But, you know, the thing is that they're, you know, people are skeptical, and one of the reasons they're skeptical is because of people like Jones. And they're skeptical because of when they find out that from this email, you know, this climate gate thing, is that so many other facts were ignored, or they were using a college student's term paper as one reason, and they're finding out that even some of the stuff is just based strictly on lies. And this is, again, you know, climate gate, you know, global warming, you know, it's a way of controlling. This is another subject we'll be spending a long time on here in the near future as we move forward, because, you know, you've got to watch what's going on. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The fighting's hot and heavy in sub-freezing temperatures. U.S. troops battling snipers and hidden bombs in an anti-Taliban operation in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
Intense enemy fire. The Marines say they're making progress against the last major Taliban stronghold in southern Afghanistan. 15,000 U.S., British, and Afghan forces involved.
I think it highlights the special partnership that we've developed that I'm very proud of.
General Stanley McChrystal saying this operation aims to avoid civilian casualties. Local residents have been told to clear out of Marjah town, in theory leaving only diehard insurgents there. Dave?
Alistair, an urgent plea for blood donors in Belgium, where at least 11 are dead, 55 more hurt, after two commuter trains collided head-on in what one passenger called a nightmare.
One of those trains may have jumped or failed to brake at a red light. It was leaving the station here. Another train was coming towards it at a higher speed.
Sky News' Alex Rossi. Another senator is deciding to leave Washington, this time Democrat Evan Bayh, expected to announce what until today was unexpected, that he won't seek re-election in Indiana. It's now 11 incumbents, 5 Democrats and 6 Republicans, not running in 2010. The woman accused of opening fire on 6 colleagues at the University of Alabama, killing 3 of them, might also have new questions to answer about her past. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Dave, no motive given by police, but those who knew Amy Bishop say she was upset that she was denied tenure. Coming to light is that Bishop shot and killed her brother in 1986. It was ruled an accident. Then, in 1993, a pipe bomb was sent to Dr. Paul Rosenberg in Boston, where Bishop worked and studied at the time. She knew Rosenberg, and his friend says of the package,
he noticed that there were wires and immediately vacated the house and called the police.
Bishop and her husband were questioned, but no one was ever charged. Dave?
Jennifer at the Olympics, as events get underway today, the U.S. in the lead in the medal count with 6. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Nowadays, when I talk with folks, they know GEICO could save them hundreds on their car insurance. But what they want to know is how GEICO does it. Well, I say, we got tons of great discounts, like good driver discounts, multi-car discounts. And they say, there's no secret formula. And I say, nah, it's just what we do. And then sometimes they say, maybe a talking gecko's a secret. Well, I wouldn't know what to say about that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Kenny, technician for SafeLight Auto Glass.
My customer had a small chip on her windshield, but ignored it. Then the other day, she started her cold car, cranked up the heat, and crack, it spread. If only she'd called sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let SafeLight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace.
President Cheney stirs it up again, drawing the ire of the current vice president.
They just can't seem to get enough, much to the amusement of Washington. Former Vice President Dick Cheney on ABC's This Week, criticizing again the administration's approach to terrorism.
There are key members in the administration, like Eric Holder, for example, the attorney general, who still insist on thinking of terror attacks against the United States as criminal acts as opposed to acts of war.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Vice President Joe Biden defended the president's approach.
I don't think the former vice president, Dick Cheney, listens. The president of the United States said in the State of the Union we're at war with Al-Qaeda.
And the current vice president accused his predecessor of misleading or misinforming Americans. In Washington, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
The U.S. has a new concern battling Iran's nuclear push.
Iran is moving toward a military dictatorship.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on her Mideast trip in Qatar, concerned about Iran's recent deadly crackdown on election protesters. Britain and France want an international probe into Iran's actions. It's snowy and icy in parts of the South, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, getting some snow today. Same with parts of North Carolina and northern Georgia. It was a race twice delayed by something you don't normally see on the track, a pothole. But in the end, long shot Jamie McMurray wins the Daytona 500.
A spectacular finish in Daytona as Jamie McMurray came from nowhere and becomes the 34th driver to cross the finish line at the Daytona 500 first.
It's just very emotional.
McMurray on Fox, Dale Earnhardt Jr. taking second after climbing from 10th place in just one lap.
It's frustrating to come that close and not win it.
And Greg Biffle passes the checkered flag third at the Daytona 500. Jeff Manosso, Fox News Radio.
At the movies, Valentine's Day could break a President's Day weekend holiday box office record. $52 million going into today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our website's KCNR1460.com, and we're streaming off that.
And
Linda.
And today is President's Day. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 68. We're going to have northwest wind between 4 and 7 miles, becoming calm tonight. Mostly cloudy with a low of around 49. Calm wind becoming north around 5 miles per hour. Very exciting. Tomorrow is going to be a 20% chance of rain, too. But today, it's a beautiful day. Go take a walk. Do something that you can get out and spread your wings after being so inundated with that rain that we so much needed. But now it's a beautiful day, and our weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway.
It is.
In our station this morning, we are so honored. We have a very, very special guest. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Good morning, Ron Largent.
Well, good morning. It's great to be here. I enjoy your show so much and listen to it every day, and including your weekends. And you guys bring us up to date on what's going on. It's always fun to listen to you. You've got a great attitude and a great approach towards local radio.
Well, you know, we try, and what you hear is what you get, because we don't have to please people back in New York or Los Angeles or some other place across the world. The only people we want to please is our neighbors, and we take suggestions, we take ideas for stories, we take ideas for guests. We're more than happy to do that, and we've had people on that have just written us an email. So this is something we want to say.
And we are taking your emails this morning at kcnr1460.com. Better yet, call us at 605-4567. That's 605-4567. If you have a question for Ron Largent, he is running for Assessor Recorder in 2010. And let's start off with a question. Ron, tell our listeners about you. Where were you raised, and a little bit about your family? Let's start there first.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm a native California. Grew up in the Los Angeles area. Graduated from the University of California at Santa Barbara. And that was the early years of Vietnam. So I went in the Air Force as a lieutenant, served with the 20th Attack Fighter Wing, ended up back in Texas, and after 5 years came off active duty, stayed in the reserves, and ultimately retired as a reserve lieutenant colonel. We came to Reading in 1971. I went to work for a company here called Chascade Realty. Many of your listeners will remember Harold Finkler. In 1973, we opened our own real estate company. At that time, we had three children, Christy, Craig, and Kurt. And then here in Reading, Dr. Milton delivered Carrie, our baby. And so we have four children. We lived out in the Enterprise area up until 1971. The kids went to started school in the Enterprise area. And we were very active in various community events. I was with the North Valley Baptist Church choir director for about 6 years, as an example. Ran the United Way Fund Drive 1 year, and, of course, had a real estate business, and we were very active. We moved to Virginia to join the master franchise of Century 21 in 1979. I worked for an officer in the Air Force. He got out, retired as a two-star general, and bought the master franchise rights, so he offered me a job.
What part of Virginia were you in?
We were in the Washington, D.C. area. We're just 20 minutes from downtown. It was one of the advantages of being that close is that our two older children, Christy and Craig, both were pages for Senator Strom Thurmond. And that was a fascinating experience. Used to take them in every morning. They did it for a semester, and it was a great experience.
Strom Thurmond, that must have been when he was, what, in his 80s?
He was, an older gentleman. We had a farm that we boarded horses, and we actually boarded one of his horses. He'd come out on weekends and run them, even at 80 years old or whatever he was, but quite a guy. But then in 1984, I joined an international relief and development agency called World Vision, and they moved us to Columbus, Ohio, and from there to Phoenix, Arizona. And then we came back, got out of that. I actually took an early retirement program with World Vision, moved back to Reading in 2000. And I joined Coldwell Banker CNC Properties here with Steve Kraft. Steve's a good man. I enjoyed that a lot, but we had an opportunity to buy Keller Williams, and we did in 2004, and here we are today.
Well, that was pretty recent.
Yeah. Let's take a break here. Our guest is Ron Largent, running for the county assessor. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
How much would you pay for a juicy, tender New York or ribeye steak dinner? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, only $8. Dry Creek Station is committed to holding their low prices through 2010. Many great $8 dinners to choose from Sunday through Thursday nights. And on Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a 16-ounce New York ribeye or porterhouse steak dinner for only $14. Best prices in town at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, across from the fire station.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back? Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just $20 in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Hey. You want to do it in unison? One, two, three.
Welcome back.
Right. It's Carl and Linda Bond here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460. Good morning. 8:10 in the morning, 47 degrees out right now. Gorgeous day. In the studio, we have Ron Largent, who's running for county assessor. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning again.
We just heard a wonderful little bit, you know, caught us up on your background and what brought you to Reading. We ended at 2004.
Okay,
and that was when you bought the Keller Williams franchise, and so let's move from there.
Well, right off the bat, of course, we were at the upswing in the market. The office got off to a great start. We got up to 92 agents. Things were moving, and got into 205 and 206, and then things started slowing down a little bit. We now look back, and 2006 was about the top of the market. And then things started dropping off. And, of course, it's been much more difficult in the real estate business and the mortgage business, in fact, in the entire housing industry in the last few years because the values have been dropping, the market values of properties have been going down. And we saw this coming, but we didn't see it coming to the degree that it has hit. And, of course, now we're pretty much at the lower part of that market. We don't know how much lower it's going to go. We do know that foreclosures will continue, that short sales will continue. But it's been a very interesting 5 years for us. We were here at the best of the times, and now we're part of it, and we're doing well. We were number two in market share this past month.
You know, maybe this is a way of kind of bringing everything back into where it was. I think they said the values are back, 10 years or something?
We're
back
looking
in the levels of the early 2000, or
we're just above what we saw in 2001, 2002, yeah, in specific neighborhoods.
Right, and that in many cases is probably where they should be.
Well, everything is relative. Yeah. Building costs, of course, have gone up since then, and so you can't build what you could build for then. So that obviously influences the cost.
And part of the building cost is these exorbitant fees that the city and the county tack on.
Well, that's true. That's another subject that you and I can talk about later, though. That in itself is a program. We have a great deal of concern about that and we've unfortunately been with builders and developers that have been very negatively impacted by those fees, both at the city and county level. And that's a whole other passion item for me. The fees are somewhat out of control, and they need to be controlled. And we need leadership that can say that and not worry about it. That who is going to jump up and complain, because the fees by themselves have been a large factor in limiting the development.
Well, you know, we need to ask this question here. I mean, what is driving you to run for county assessor against the incumbent that's been there
for
a while?
Well, you know, over the last couple of years, we found out that people out there, our clients, our customers, our friends, were complaining about their taxes. Their taxes were on properties that were higher than the market value of that property, right next door. And the more we got into it, the more we found out that there are two propositions in the state of California that are critical to property taxes. California is a great state. It has some issues, but one of the things that California did in 1978 was they adopted Proposition 13 for homeowners, for property tax control. And they adopted a follow-on to that, Property 8, not the marriage Property 8, but the Property 8 that deals with Proposition 13 that happened in 1978. Proposition 13 put a cap on the amount of taxation on a property tax and a property owner to 2%. You cannot increase it over that 2%.
Is that 2% period? Or 2% a year?
It's actually a 1% value of the property, but you cannot increase it more than 2%. So it's a limit.
Period.
Period.
Okay, so no matter how long you have the place, You can't raise their taxes more than 2%
annually. It's an annually
yes. thing. Okay.
Now, concurrent with that, and just at the same time, 1978, they passed Proposition 8, which says that we know in California the market value is going to go up, but it could also come down. And Proposition 8 says that when that property value comes down to the market value, that property can come up for reassessment. And that reassessment will then reflect the market value in that area. So when we have homes that were bought in 204, 205, and 206, they're bought at the top of the market, say 300,000. In 208 or 209, that value is dropped to 200,000. So under Proposition 8, they are entitled to have a reassessment down to the market value, and their taxes will be lowered accordingly. And that hasn't happened. Now, we do have some instances where it has happened, but our numbers are showing that we have a large number of property owners that has not happened to.
Do they have to ask for, people have to come in and ask for this assessment?
Yes, they have to request it, and that's where we started getting calls. People would call in and say, well, you know, they're supposed to do this, and tell me about Proposition 8. They call in, they're not treated with respect, they're given the runaround. I mean, we hear the stories. Now, I have a couple of specific cases, one in particular that really upset me and it was kind of the trigger for me. It's a single parent. She's a professional woman in town, couple of kids, and lives in a rural property in the Anderson area. And she called me one day and she said, you know, I just cannot get any answers. Can you help? That's how it started. When I got into it, found out she paid $350 for the property. The property is now worth about $2.25 million. She was asking for a reassessment. $1,000 a year means a lot to her. And she called and asked if I could help. And I told her, you have to go to the assessor. You have to work with them. This went on for almost 6 months. She has a stack of file, of paper about an inch thick. And that's not the way it should be. That's not the intent of Proposition 8. Proposition 8 is to balance the market out and not cause the taxpayer to pay more than the market value of that property is. And that really triggered the whole effort. What I found was that the system was not fair. It's not fair within neighborhoods. It wasn't equitable. We had one neighbor was taxed at one rate, another neighbor was taxed at a second rate. And then thirdly, it was not timely. The Proposition 8 reads very clearly, the assessor is required to review properties on an annual basis. It says it very, it's in the law, it's in the Proposition 8. Well, that's what got me thinking. So I thought, well, what can I do about this? So then I went to the next concern of mine, and how do you represent the people? What's the role of the assessor? So I started asking around, and I was referred to the state constitution, something we all kind of appreciate. And it says in that constitution, on the state of California constitution, that there are three offices to be elected by the population at large in the county: the sheriff, the district attorney, and guess who? The assessor recorder. Why? Because the assessor represents the people at the level that is very important to them, their money. So therefore, you have a representative that is representing all of the county, not just part of the district. Now, we in Shasta County also elect our auditor, our clerk, and our tax collector, but they can be also be appointed. But the law says we have to elect the assessor by law, representing all the people.
All right, we need to take a break here. We're talking to Ron Largent, who's running for county tax assessor, and as you can tell, he is passionate about this. Sees a number of changes that he would like to make. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. If you have a question for Ron, please give us a call. This is KCNR 1460.
Boomer Tech Radio, the program that keeps you up to date on what's happening in home entertainment, personal electronics, communications, and emerging products that will affect how you work and play in the 21st century. You're invited to join in the conversation by email, instant message, or even the good old telephone. We'll try to answer your technical questions, and if we don't know, we'll find someone who does. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belangi, every Saturday from noon to 1 for Boomer Tech Radio on KCNR, clearly News Talk Radio.
With the cold winds of Windsor blowing, it's hard to believe that spring is just around the corner. Is your home and office warm? Will they be cool this summer? If not, give us a call at Timberline Heating and Air. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with tax credits and local utility rebates, at Timberline, we offer total savings up to $3,700. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup and repair, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Stay warm this winter and cool next summer with a Carrier unit when you turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air. 221-2222.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Dave. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now and we'll help you sell it for free. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can also announce your yard sale, estate sale, or event. Sponsored by Amsoil, Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. 605-4567.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading. I've learned that getting and staying healthy is easier than people think. It's about making a lot of little changes. To see what I mean, join me Saturdays at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Sponsored by Lazy 69 Ranch, home of my favorite grass-fed beef and pastured eggs, and East Earth Tradewinds, the North State's number one source for medicinal herbs and acupuncture.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on President's Day. Happy Monday, KCNR1460.com. That's us, Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567. We're taking your calls. Now's the time to ask. Ron Largent's here this morning, who is running for our county tax assessor. Let's go to the phone lines. John, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Linda. This is John once more.
Yes.
Ron, this is John Dixon. How are you today?
Good, John. How about yourself?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
If you correctly reassess each property in Shasta County, as you say is required by law each year, according to the current real estate price correction, how will the government make up for the 50% loss in tax revenues?
That's a very good question, John, and that's a real situation that could happen. And I don't have the answer, but it's going to be brought up because under Proposition 8, you actually have a statute of limitations that you can go back and review those properties that have not been subject to be enrolled in Proposition 8. That is part of my campaign plan. We are going to sit down on the 1st of January, and we're going to say, how can we make this happen? What is right and what is fair for the taxpayer is what's driving my campaign, and why should we allow and be part of taxpayers paying more than they are by law required to pay just because that's the way it's been done? That's not the way it should be. We are here to serve the taxpayer. It's very simple. And therefore, we're not a revenue officer. The assessor is not a revenue officer. The assessor is a representative for the taxpayer. We are their advocate. And you're absolutely right, John. It's going to make some changes, and there will be some people that are going to be very upset, but fairness to the population and representative of the taxpayer is extremely important.
Ron, I've known you a long time, and I've always known you to be an ombudsman for the people, and you certainly have my vote. I wish you the best and all the success in the world.
Thank you,
John. And I think you'll be a benefit for Shasta County.
Well, thank you, John. And let me leave one thought with you, though. It's because of you and others that are concerned that we can make this thing happen. We're all going to have to work together. We're in for a couple of bad years. We may have three or four more years when the downturn is going to be there, and the community is going to have to forget some petty jealousies and work together. We're going to have to make it happen, whether we like it or not, because we're not going to go into the state of California debt situation. We're going to have to do it. You and I and a lot of other people pulling together, working together, being cooperative, understanding. But we have to follow the law, and the law is to protect the taxpayer. It's written, great part of the state of California Constitution protects the taxpayer under Propositions 13 and 8, and we have got to enforce those. Thank you.
I couldn't agree with you more, Ron.
Thanks, John.
Hey, Ron, what about how much is owed by people that aren't paying their taxes here in Shasta County?
Well, I don't have that figure. We can probably get that.
I would say it'd have to be in the millions.
It could be. That's a number that's difficult to come up with.
And just from what I've seen of so many different, you know, you see pages of people's names. Now, if people they have not paid their taxes, in some cases years, does the county tax assessor lead the charge to take that property and sell it?
Well, keep in mind, the tax assessor, we're concerned with property taxes. And
right.
For the most part, when people get by on their property tax, their property is going to be liened. And they're probably going to be forced into some kind of subsequent action, either a foreclosure action or a short sale. And those back taxes will be collected. I think what you're also referring to are the sales tax and the other taxes that come in from other sources. The primary concern of the assessor is property taxes.
No, that's what I meant, though, is property taxes, that you see that there's like, you know, like hundreds, if not maybe even a couple thousand, you know, properties that people have not, you know, they still owe money on. So has anything been done to try and collect the money?
Well, that becomes...
And that could be millions
of
dollars.
Yes, that's a function of another office. That's not the assessor's office. The assessor's office is to set the value, to assess the property, to appraise the property. And that's the range of our responsibility, as well as to record. The other part of the office is the recorder's office, which records documents, which isn't the topic we're on necessarily right here.
Right.
But that becomes the collection of the taxes is a different department.
Okay. I see that. Do you see that as a problem?
Well, I do, but...
I know it doesn't fall in your purview, but it seems to me that there's a problem there.
You know, if people don't pay property taxes, that's another issue. And I don't agree with that. They should not be allowed to go on. But from our perspective, the county has the right and the state has the right to lien the property.
Okay. I understand that. Okay. Our guest today is Ron Largent, running for county assessor. When we come back, I'm going to ask a couple questions concerning why county assessor and not supervisor, since supervisor has quite a bit of ability to change some of these things, maybe even more than the assessor. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. Join us after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. American Marines and their Afghan allies under intense fire as they tried to clear Taliban insurgents from the town of Majah.
These are absolutely brutal conditions between the Taliban fighting and also the IEDs that are just spread all throughout the area.
Fox's Connor Powell. This is the third day of an offensive involving 15,000 U.S., Afghan, and British troops. Alabama authorities are charging Amy Bishop with capital murder. She's accused of killing three colleagues at the University of Alabama in Huntsville Friday. Turns out she had a checkered background.
Bishop shot and killed her brother in 1986. It was ruled an accident. Also, there is a 1993 incident involving a pipe bomb that was sent to one of Bishop's co-workers. The bomb never went off and no one was ever charged.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper and Democratic Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana expected to say that he will not run for re-election. Fox News, we report, you decide.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company.
The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail-order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
All right, can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com, so if you can't quite get us, get out of your car and you're going to work, turn it on. Put a little earpiece in there so the boss doesn't see it. Unless, of course, you're doing some kind of dangerous job, you know, like working for the city. Our phone lines here are 605-4567.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. We love Espresso Joe's. You know, Tobacco and Brew is more than just a tobacco store. They have 16-ounce coffee beans in there, the best deal in town. The girls that work at Tobacco and Brew are very helpful. They have espresso machines. They'll show you how to make the best cup of coffee. They have wine. And they have a wonderful meeting room where, again, Carl and I do our 12 o'clock Friday internet show. And you can come on Fridays and have a $5 lunch. And we usually are covering many of what's happening in town and have some of our candidates and other special guests. And this morning, speaking of special guests, we have Ron Largent in the studio. Again, good morning, Ron.
Well, good morning. It's good to be here.
Well, you know, one of the things that we want to do on Free Fire Radio is bring every candidate that's running, and we want to have them on the show. We want to have the people be able to listen to them, call in with questions. All candidates, whether they're running unopposed or they're in a fight for their life, we think it's important that that everybody out there gets to know who they are and be able to ask that question. You know, we'll have the current assessor.
Sure.
Ms. Morgan on, and if she agrees, of course, to be on, to have her come on and talk about the county tax assessor's office and then her view and vision of it. So, okay, Ron, when you start talking about tax assessors, like, you know, back in the old West, they would have, like, some of the sheriffs or the marshals would be the tax assessors. That would be a big way they made their money. And so the... other question is a county supervisor's job is also open. That has a great deal of power also that could change a lot of these things. Why the assessor and not the supervisor?
Well, that's a good question. And first, I want to say up front, this is not a personal vendetta. I want to make that very clear. I have nothing against the incumbent. I am concerned with the system, and that's what we want to change. The fairness of Property 8 and the implications, and that's my issue. The procedures, the management, the leadership in the office is what needs to be changed. I want to make that clear up front. Okay, dealing with your question, I considered this, and a number of friends said, why don't you run for supervisor? And I looked at that seriously. I talked with some of the both current and previous supervisors. But I felt that there was one position that represented the taxpayer and the county and the voters at their level that was more far-reaching. Each of the supervisors represents the district of one of the five districts in Shasta County. The county tax, the assessor recorder actually represents the entire county. And again, as I mentioned, this is one of three offices that was intended and designed, created to represent the entire population. The supervisors are very effective, and they represent those constituents and matters that concern issues in that district. For example, up in the Shingletown, they have some water issues. Les Baugh is their supervisor. But oftentimes, those issues, they will affect that particular project, but no other project in the county. And so when an issue comes up that deals with taxes, Les will oftentimes call the assessor, as will the other supervisors. So the assessor becomes the focal point with the voter. The assessor is the one person that has direct contact with all the voters in the county. And this really meant something to me, where I could make a difference. Because you see, our structure, the way we're structured right here, is that there is only one real representative of the taxpayer, and that is the assessor. That there's only one in the county. It's the way it's structured. So if you have a complaint about what's going on in the county, you're the one that's paying the money. So you can come to the assessor and say, you know, how is our tax dollars, how is it being spent? And I can talk to them, I can communicate with them, which is part of my whole program. I'm going to be very visible. As you know, I'm deeply involved in lots of different activities and functions. I'm going to be in the field. I'm going to have meetings on a regular basis. I'll be in Round Mountain 1 month. I'll be in Cottonwood the next. I'm going to be out there talking to people about the issues that concern them if they are a taxpayer, because they're paying for it. They're paying for the services that's going on in the county.
Can you change the rules? Or does it has to be the county assessors? I mean not the county, but the supervisor that can change some of the ways we do things here.
The county assessor's office is very, very tightly governed by the State Board of Equalization. All we can do is interpret the law. And the procedures, the daily process, it's State Board of Equalization. There is a very active Assessors Association in the state of California, which I would certainly become involved with. There are 72 either appointed positions or committee positions on the Assessors Association. They have direct feedback to the State Board of Equalization. I would be very vocal. We were talking about the business forms and the archaic business tax forms that are used. If they come out of the State Board of Equalization, those people that do those forms should know that it's archaic. It needs to be changed. We can't sit back and allow things to go on that are obsolete or whatever. And as Bob mentioned, this form is very difficult. Every business owner out there knows this.
So how do you change it?
Well, you lobby. Just like you do with change any other law, you get people behind you and say, this isn't the way it is, this is hard, this is not right. And that's if they have a representative to go to that will become their spokesperson, their lobbyist on issues dealing with property taxes or anything that comes as a result of those property taxes, that's the role. The supervisor can't do that. The supervisor can represent the district and issues in that district, whereas the assessor represents literally all of the issues that come up in the county, and that's what I like about it.
Okay. All right. This is Carl Lindebot on Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. We're going to sell a few things here, and join us when we get back, and we'll finish up our interview with Ron Largent, who's running for county tax assessor.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing
a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mozartos, kids are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you'll realize how impactful your kids in popping and the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Right. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our website, KCNR1460.com. You can listen to us via the computer. Right behind us, or what's following us, is Dennis Miller. He's got a number of guests today, including Deepak Chopra.
How exciting.
And, you know, so that's been a, you know, it's a best of Miller. He gets
Saturday
out there.
When we did the crab feed, it was really nice to hear people stop us and how much they love the programming and they are Dennis Miller fans. That was nice to hear.
Yeah, you know, Dennis Miller, he presents a different way of looking at things. He's not lecturing so much as he is just, he's pretty bright. Hey, our guest today is Ron Largent, speaking of pretty bright. And he's running for county tax assessor. And we just got a few minutes left here. You know, if going back then and finding, you know, the properties that should have been taxed that weren't, and or they had a really low tax, like they got them when they were right in the middle of a beginning of a subdivision or something, and that's never changed. You know, that's cost us millions of dollars. But then to go back and then raise the taxes by, it would have to be, you know, large percentage points, is going to cause a great impact. Is it on the people that own those new houses now, or is it the ones that built the subdivision? How do you do that?
Well, wait a minute. We don't, Proposition 8 lowers
right.
the taxes, not raise.
Right.
You mentioned raised it.
Well,
the goal,
if it was originally assessed at a much lower value than it should have been,
well,
what happens then?
Proposition 13 controls that. So that is, that's law. We are regulated by the increase there. It's the 2%. They cannot go up over that.
All right.
So my concern is that we want to make available and enroll all of those properties that are affected by Proposition 8. That's our point.
Okay.
Because we have a large percentage of properties in Shasta County that are not enrolled under Proposition 8. And that is going to be the kicker, because by law, we are eligible to go back and look at those rules. And that'll be one of the very first things that I do.
Okay.
And that is to evaluate which properties are eligible to be under Proposition 8, thus receive a tax refund in essence.
I'd like to have a tax refund on my Harley. Hey, let's go to the phones. Okay, I know it's not real property, okay? Nancy, you're on KCNR. Thank you for calling.
Well, yes, thank you so much, Carl and Linda. I tell you, I've listened to you guys since you moved to 1460 on our radio dial. Great work, you guys. I just love to hear you.
Thank you.
And I turn the radio on, and I hear that my good friend and buddy is on the radio, and I just want to call in and say, hi, Ron. Keep up the good work. We are listening, and we're watching.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Nancy. You are a very special person, and you're doing a wonderful work there with United Way. You are to be commended for your efforts.
Thank you.
I'm a big supporter, as I think I mentioned earlier. I was a campaign director back in the 70s. But, Nancy, you're a good example. Your property, you bought a very good value property. You got it at the right time. Your taxes are right. So I will not be one of your contacts for tax reasons. You're at a good place there. And Proposition 13 is going to protect you now in the years to come.
But, exactly. So we need good people in the right places. And I just thank you, appreciate all you're doing, you guys. And Ron, you got my vote. I just got to tell you, got my vote.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks a lot, Nancy. And thanks for your kind words.
You betcha.
Yeah, have a beautiful day, Nancy.
Now, Ron, we've just got a few minutes left. You know, we've got let's face it, the incumbent in there.
Right.
There's no scandals.
Right.
There's no great outpouring. There's nobody marching with torches and pitchforks saying replace. And,
right.
And so what are you going to offer? I mean, what are you going to offer the voters?
Well, number one,
why should they vote for you?
Yeah, the number one is, as we're going to get to the bottom of this Proposition 8, and we're going to free up some money. These people deserve to have fair treatment on Proposition 8. So that's going to be number one. Number two is that we are going to be very aggressive in continuing to be on this. We're going to have daily and weekly and monthly reviews. Where are we with Proposition 8? Because here again, as I mentioned a few moments ago, this market is going to stay like it is. We want the taxpayer to be treated fairly. We want an equitable system. And to make that happen, I'm going to be in the field. I'm going to be out there. We're going to have an open door policy. People call in, they're going to get me. They're not going to get the bureaucracy. I'm there for them. What's more important? Nothing. The voter is the most important person. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be very visible in various functions. I'll be at the Lions Club, the Kiwanis, the Rotary, wherever they want me. I'm going to be there. We're going to be talking about property taxes because I want the people to know what's going on. There will be none of this closed door stuff that we hear about. It's going to be very open. It's going to be a very aggressive public awareness program in the office. Then we're going to have I'm going to go into the office. I believe in being in business all these years. I believe that you can take an office, and I follow Jim Collins' book, Good to Great. Take a good office and make it great. And how do you do that? You involve the employees. We got some great employees in there. We got a lot of talent, very capable people. They need to have leadership, some leadership shown. They need to be involved. They need to be involved in employee suggestion programs, which they did away with when the incumbent came into office, which I'm all for. Our own people are they have great ideas. I'm going to work hard on that. We're going to have a good office. It's going to be a lot of hard work, but a lot of fun, a positive situation.
Love a passionate man there. That's great. We got to take a break right now. But coming back, Terry, hold on. This is Carla Linda Bott on KCNR 1460.
Want to advertise on the hottest, fastest-growing talk radio station in the North State with shows that include Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Dennis Miller, Laura Ingram, Michael Savage, Tom Sullivan, Dr. Laura, and a Saturday lineup of local talk shows and Cigar Dave and Tom Gresham's Gun Talk.
Call me, Tammy Chadwick, at 530-605-4565.
KCNR, 1460 AM, clearly news talk radio.
Tired of driving to big box pharmacies in town just to wait 15 minutes in line to talk to a real person?
then come to Palisadro Pharmacy, where you usually get your prescription and you're on your way in about 10 minutes. Owner Dean Wolford takes pride in his prompt personal service. Palisadro Pharmacy has a great selection of cards and OTC products, including Burt's Bees. Ask about their 10% off senior discount and free mailing. Experience what fast personal service used to be at Palisadro Pharmacy, south of Cedar Tree Restaurant off Highway 44 on Deschutes Road.
Four Winds Jewelry has been owned and operated by Leonard Silverman since 1994. Leonard was always in search of exceptional quality diamonds and gemstones to use in his pieces. This search led him to travel worldwide, from the outback of Australia for rough opal to the crowded cities of India for rubies and sapphires, establishing connections with dealers who could provide him with quality of stones he demanded. These worldwide connections allow him to offer his customers the best diamonds and gemstones at right from the source prices. Four Winds also carries a large selection of loose gemstones. If you have a special design in mind or just fall in love with a specific stone, Four Winds can work with you to create a custom piece. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Call 222-2750 for store hours. Leonard at Four Winds Jewelry is also available for personal appointments. Four Winds Jewelry.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM. Our phone lines are 605-4567. Let's go to the phones. Terry, you are on KCNR.
Carl, how are you?
Hey, you know what? We're rocking.
Awesome. That's great. We got some interesting news tonight.
Okay.
We're going to have Mayor Patrick Jones.
Yes.
Rick Bassetti at the Tea Party meeting for Reading Tea Party.
Uh-huh.
The Holiday Inn at 6 o'clock.
Right.
And the discussion is going to be about the city clerk becoming either appointed or elected, which is going on the ballot, which is going to cost the city about $25,000, which is going to cost us about $25,000. But we're going to show both sides. The audience can ask questions, and it's going to be a pretty fun night.
Well, I think that's I think that's something people should attend. You know, frankly, and just my opinion, of course, is why chip away at one of our rights to vote somebody in, and instead of just, you know, I mean, where does this come from? Why, right. You know, I mean, I think one of the things I saw is that, oh, the clerk's job has become so technical, and we just don't want somebody in there that could be a crook or be ignorant. And if you're going to do that, then why don't we do the same thing for city council, governors, and presidents?
Right.
Because for sure we've been having problems there.
That's right.
Well, maybe you think we're smart enough to elect the right person.
You know what? See, they don't, and that's the problem. You know, they'd much rather kind of get in closed rooms and try to figure it out, and then let us know what's really good for us, huh, Terry?
Well, you know, it'd be great. Why don't you come in and ask that question tonight?
You know,
come on over and ask that question of them.
Yeah, I wander.
I'm more than happy to give you the microphone.
Well, we wander through there now and then.
Hey, Terry, this is Ron. I'll ask that question.
Awesome, Ron.
Good.
Yeah, the other thing is, too, I wanted to let people know that if they go to ReadingTeaParty.com, that's ReadingTeaParty.com, we have groups now. In fact, we were over in Alturas yesterday. We have the Modoc Tea Party now. They meet on Sundays, every other Sunday. Corning Tea Party meets on every other Thursday. Intermountain Tea Party, Burning and Fall River, meets every other Tuesday. Tehama County Patriots in Red Bluff meet every Tuesday. And, of course, we meet every Monday, and soon to be is Weed and Mount Shasta. People are really getting engaged, Carl, and it's people
That's
like
great.
You and Linda, patriots like you guys that get the word out, and we're really thankful that you're doing such a great job on that station.
Well, you know, Terry, it's if we don't stand up for ourselves,
absolutely,
we sure as heck nobody else is going to stand up for
absolutely
us. And I think people are starting to realize that we, the people, can make an impact.
Absolutely.
We, the people, are so much more than just three words.
It's take back our country.
Take it back. You know, and we start in little enclaves, and I hate to use that word enclaves, but areas like, why not the North State? And we take care, and we bring our individual freedoms back. And I promise you, I know this is true, that it will spread. It will spread from spot to spot. It'll be for like the worst virus that nanny government could ever picture was people standing up for themselves,
absolutely,
and demanding their individual rights.
That's awesome, and you know you're right on it. The thing that you really see a lot of is that there's so much more cohesiveness between everybody, independents, Democrats, Republicans. I was at the logging conference and talking to a couple of guys that were Democrats.
Yeah.
And basically I myself lean more toward the independent. But anyway, the thing is that it was interesting how I said, well, do you guys believe in limited government? And they're like, oh, yeah, heck yeah. Do you believe in fiscal responsibility? Oh, yeah, we want them to spend the money right. Well, how about adherence to the Constitution? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we agree on everything. And so they looked at me and said, great, we'll see you Monday night. It's something we try to do, and that is when we have people come in, we want both sides of the issue. When we had Justin Moore come in, we actually invited Barbara Boxer.
Sure.
She didn't come.
Yeah. Hey, look,
but we invited her.
Hey, Terry, you know, this is we want to support our tea parties in this town, and we will
absolutely
give as much as we can to that. Now, we've got like 1.5 minutes left. We have to get Ron out. But thanks so much for your phone call at 6 o'clock at the where, Holiday Inn?
The Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive. Thank you so much, Carl. Bye, Linda. You
all right, thank you.
Day.
You
thanks,
have
thanks
a great
a lot,
night.
Girl. Okay,
thanks.
Ron, people can see you this week.
Yes, we're going to have a function. It's going to be a fun function. I want to meet people again. It's going to be a Wednesday right after I go through the official filing. It's going to be at 11 o'clock down at the corner of Placer and Market Street, out in the open. We've got a good day forecast. We're going to have coffee and cookies. Come on by, say hi. Find out a little about me, meet me, just have a good time, and then Thursday night, we have a really fun event over at Pio Loco. It's a all-you-can-eat buffet. Chef Jeff has put together a great thing, and we're going to have Summer Chappelle singing for us. And if you haven't heard her, this gal is phenomenal. She's a junior at Enterprise High School. She is an up-and-coming. She's going to make it. She's going to go all the way. She's going to be our little entertainment.
So that's wonderful.
Thursday night. And they can
we've heard Summer before.
Yeah, we'll be there.
You'll be there. And all they have to do is call us, and they can get tickets for it.
We support all of these, by the way. We go to all fundraisers, frankly, because we like to see everything that's going on, and that's our job.
Well, summer is great. We're going to have a great time. We're looking forward to it.
Super.
Okay. All right. Well, our guest today has been Ron Largent, the candidate for county assessor. Of course, we'll have Leslie Morgan on also as one of our guests here, and because it's...
the way it should be.
It's the way it should be. Yeah. That's the thing. It's the way it should be. People should be able to hear both sides. That's why we're bringing all the candidates.
Do you email?
I do.
Okay, so if somebody wants to send you something, what do they do?
It's Largent@Shasta.com.
Largent@Shasta.com.
Yeah, that's it.
If you can't make these and you can't get out, it's a good way to make contact with you.
Yeah, go on there,
Largent@Shasta.com.
Okay. All right, this week, like I said, following us today, of course, Dennis Miller with Deepak Chopra and a few others that are on there, too, that escape me. We're having the representative from the Electrical Union from right here in Reading going to be on tomorrow. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.